Blog Talk Radio.
I told myself I was okay with my moderate to severe rheumatoid arthritis symptoms.
With my psoriatic arthritis symptoms. But just okay isn't okay.
And I was done settling.
If you still have symptoms after a TNF blocker like Humira or Enbrel, Rinvoq is different and may help. Rinvoq is a once-daily pill that can dramatically relieve RA and PSA symptoms, including fatigue for some. It can stop joint damage, and in PSA, can leave skin clear or almost clear.
Rinvoq can lower your ability to fight infections, including TB, serious infections and blood clots, some fatal, cancers including lymphoma and skin cancer, death, heart attack, stroke, and tears in the stomach or intestines occurred. People 50 and older with at least one heart disease risk factor have higher risks. Don't take if allergic to Rinvoq, as serious reactions can occur. Tell your doctor if you are or may become pregnant.
Done settling?
Ask your rheumatologist for Rinvoq.
And take back what's yours.
Learn how AbbVie could help you save.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Thank you.
peace and blessings to Africa, better known as Akuba Land. Peace and blessings to America, better known as Turtle Island. Peace and blessings to everyone around the world. You're now on the front porch by Sister Bessie, out of Lagos, Nigeria, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Dial 516-453-9133 to conversate with me or my guest. The title of my show is In Recognition of All the Women Who Have Been Abused and Who Are Being Abused. My special guest is Tiana Von Johnson, an author, a video creator, film producer, and poet. Hello, Tiana.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, my sister. I am so glad that you found time to do this interview with me. I have to let the people know who you are and how you have helped so many people around the world. This is Tiana Von Johnson. As I said, she's an author, she's a filmmaker, and she's a poet, and she is a lecturer. So, Tiana, are you ready for the questions?
I am ready. I am ready. I am ready. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. All right, my sister. Can you give us a little bit of information of your childhood and what you had to overcome?
I certainly can. Well, I'm, first of all, just a girl from the Bronx who decided to go for it. So if there's any listeners on the line, VX, stand up. but, yeah, I was that kid that just dreamed. You know, when I was young, I dreamed. And I say that term kind of loosely because at that time I really didn't know what that meant. I just knew that I dreamed. I was always a dreamer. And although my family dynamic was a little off, I was that kid going back and forth from mother's house to father's house. There was a different dynamic at both houses. When I was at my father's house, he was an entrepreneur. He was a hustler. Everything was fast-paced. My father used to say, hup, 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 every morning to me and my brothers. And hup, hup, hup simply meant time to go to work, time to go to work. So my father would bring us with him to 125th Street to sell records. And we learned how to hustle. We learned how to be entrepreneurs. And at my mother's house, it was a little different dynamic. It was a little bit of poverty. It was a little slower, but it was great family. It was lots of love. It was bonding. It was Thanksgiving dinners. It was Christmas, and it was all those things. So I got to see both sides of mother's house and father's house. But I always dreamed, no matter whose house I was at, I always dreamed. And that dream was to be a businesswoman. I had the thought of being a businesswoman from the time I was 6 or 7 years old. I promise you, I said, I'm just going to get on planes and have a briefcase, and I'm just going to be a businesswoman. So that's kind of the shape of my childhood, just dreaming and just being a businesswoman.
Yes. Oh, thank you. Let my listeners know how you became a millionaire.
Oh, okay. So we jump from 6 to millionaire status, 26. Okay, we can do that. We can jump 20 years. it's all good. So 20 years later, after my dreaming, I was working a 9-to-5 job. And, you know, we all know about that 9-to-5. And but as I was going to my job each day, I knew that there was something more that I needed out of life. And I definitely did not like the redundancy of working a 9-to-5. I was very creative, always have been. And so by the time I was 26 years old, working a 6-figure 9-to-5, might I say. So to some, I was successful. You're 26 years old, you're making 6 figures, you got an apartment, you got a nice car. Heck, you're doing great. But to me, that little girl with the dream just kept bursting out. And I remember I said, you know what, I need to try my hand at full-time entrepreneurship. Now, I didn't know exactly what I was going to do, but I just knew that I wanted out of the 9-to-5 and into the big city of entrepreneurship, the big world of dreams and all that. And I quit my 9-to-5 job, try my hand at entrepreneurship. And 1 year later, I made $1 million my first year in business as a bona fide entrepreneur.
Yes. Oh, thank you. You know, today the children are not being taught to be their own creators. They're
that's
being
true.
Taught to work for the system, and that's the only
yeah.
way that they are knowing how to live. When the children, the teenagers, they have their own mind, and they can create, but they are being taught to not create. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, a lot of what's taught today in the schools are a lot of societal norms, which is, and even in the households, right? A lot
mm-hmm.
of parents and even teachers ask their children, what do you want to be when you grow up? So that is instilled in the minds of young people. What do you want
mm-hmm.
to be? So when young people hear that, they automatically think, oh, what can I be? A doctor, a lawyer, a fireman. You know, we have children's books that shows firemen and doctors and lawyers and scientists. And while all those are great careers, there's not too much push on what do you want to build? What business do you want to start? You know,
yes.
so I think it just needs to be a shift in how we communicate to our children, our young people. I definitely think it starts in the household. You know, my children see me working. My children see me hustling and creating money for myself. I've been a bona fide
yes.
entrepreneur for 15 years and never worked for anyone in 15 years. You know what I mean?
Yes. And now you're teaching others. What inspired you to become a lecturer, a motivational speaker also? What inspired you to
definitely.
Do that?
To be a motivational speaker and lecturer is years of doing the work, doing entrepreneurship in real time, doing it, making the errors, going through a lot of trials, tests, ups, downs, lefts, right, and saying to myself, man, I wish I had a me to teach me all the things that I should do and not do. And that's pretty much what I did. I started out almost a decade ago after about 5 years of making a lot of mistakes, and I said, you know what, I may not have been in the game for a long time, but I know enough right now to teach some people what to do, how to build a million-dollar brand, how to make millions with your name, everything that I've done over the last 5 years. And that's how I started. It really just started off with me looking at Oprah. Oprah had Oprah's masterclass, and I said, hey, let me just do Tiana's masterclass. And I started
yeah.
the masterclass, and it had literally about 15 people in it in my first class. And in that class, I said, I'm going to teach them everything that I know about business. And it's very non-traditional. I don't do anything by the book necessarily, although I have a ton of degrees. I got a bachelor's at 20, an MBA degree at 21. So I knew a lot about business, even going for
yeah.
my PhD at 22, only to be told, you don't need a PhD. And maybe I didn't at 22, but I just knew that I was going to go to the highest level of education. So
yes.
I started when I just wanted to give back. When I had been in a couple of years of doing it, I just wanted to give back and teach others.
Yes. Oh, I think that was wonderful. And from what I saw of the movie, we're going to talk about the movie that you have created. I went to the red carpet, and I looked at the movie, and I thought it was a great movie. I thought it was very uplifting for women. Can you tell us about the movie, Motivate Her?
I sure can.
And
I sure
what
can.
You want to portray to the women in the world.
Absolutely. So being a motivational speaker, I already understood what women needed in terms of speaking life into women. And that's just what I've done, not just women, men too, but specifically I'm going to talk to my sister women right now. But so being a motivational speaker is something that was in me, but I knew that I wanted to reach more women. And doing that, I needed to tap into women in a different way. And I know women love music. And,
mm-hmm.
and I said, well, what if I can continue to expand what I'm doing in terms of motivational speaking in the form, in an art form, in music? And I set out to do a motivational album. And just 1 year later, this is actually 1 year anniversary since I started the project, I put together a compilation of motivational songs. Songs like Finding Your Peace and Celebrating and learning about not being too comfortable, and even songs that are just dedicated to having a million-dollar mindset. Everything is inspirational, motivational, you know. No disrespect yeah. to artists that are out here now, you know, rapping about or singing about things that are probably just not the greatest for our young girls. I'll say that. But mm-hmm. I knew that I wanted some type of music. And you know what? If I don't reach a big audience, if I reach one, I'm okay with that. But Motivate Her was birthed a year ago, and it's a compilation of inspirational, motivational music along with videos to really encourage people to keep going, keep pushing, keep fighting. And as I was doing the videos, I had no idea I was going to actually turn it into a movie. And a couple of weeks into the project, I said, you know what? This actually would be a great visual album. And so I did a video for every song on the album, including the monologues, the interludes. And on October 30th in New York City, I rented out a whole entire theater where I'm going to have a ton of women and men come out to watch the film yet again, and really just continue to travel all around the world with the Motivate Her. Volume 1 is therapy. Yeah. So this is all about yeah. therapy. This is, we all need it, period. We all need therapy. And so yeah. I, through Motivate Her, I'm able to give women therapy through music.
Thank you. I know when I viewed the film, I noticed the men in the audience. I noticed the women in the audience, how they got up and they danced. And I think everybody enjoyed the film that you have made. I think when you left out of there, you made it made you feel good about yourself. And you also, I'm in the movie. You asked yes. me to play your mother, so
yes.
I wanted to let everybody know that I'm in the movie. This hardcore woman y'all listen to. Okay. oh, yes. I wanted to ask you about your actors, your cast members. How did they support you when you were trying to make this video? Did you get the support that you really needed?
Yes. Well, I definitely want to answer that question, but I cannot bypass the fact that you said you played my mother in the movie. That's actually very important because my mother passed away today. So this is a bittersweet day on so yeah. many levels. When you played my mother in the movie, my mother, in hindsight, when I reflect on everything, again, today being the day she passed away, my mother had a lot of issues. A lot of issues, especially related to depression, mental health. That's why this is therapy and all that I'm doing is so important. And I didn't even realize that it would come full circle at the very release of this, that she would pass away. When you yes. played my mother, you played a very angry woman. You know, you played a woman that was going through some things, that was verbally abusive. And even shooting the movie, I didn't understand why. I was still on a journey of understanding, of just trying to figure out why. And yes. but to come full circle this way, me yesterday, when she was, you know, just a couple of hours away from passing away, I told her that I love yes. her. I told her that I forgive her. I hope that she forgive me. So this has definitely been a bittersweet day. But yes, yeah, so thank you for playing that role. And those who come out to see the movie, they will understand where all this is going without me giving too much. But yes, everyone supported, all the cast, all the crew, everyone that came out, from camera, sound, lights, wardrobe, food, actors. I mean, everybody that just participated to bring Motivate Her Volume 1 Therapy to life. Just meant so much to me. So thank you, and thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much to everybody.
My
else.
Sister, we now have a track. I'll be right back.
hard again. Another lesson learned. Better know your friend, or else you will get burned. Gotta count on me, 'cause I can guarantee that I'll be fine.
And blessings. You're back with Sister Bessie the Truther and Tiana Vaughn Johnson, creator and author of a video and film. Both are therapy. Both are helping women around the world. Tiana, you still there?
I am.
Okay. My question is, so we have Women Against Abuse Month. What would you like to say to those women who has experienced abuse in their lives? And did you receive experience abuse in your life with any type of relationship or anything like that? What would you say to the women that are going through that today?
Well, definitely a topic that I can speak on. And I'll speak on it from this perspective. And I'm pretty sure some women listeners are going to be able to relate. I had an experience with a narcissist. And I know at one point that was like a term that everybody kind of used when people felt like, oh, someone was being grandiose or someone was into themselves. Oh, no, no, no. I experienced a situation with a malignant narcissist, and I did not know what a narcissist was. And so that experience definitely led to abuse. And I'm not going to play down the physical, although it happened two or three times, not playing it down, no excuse for it. But my abuse really came in the form of mental abuse, and which in a lot of ways is just as bad as physical. But I like to tell women the story like this. I attracted a broken man who broke me down to the lowest level of myself that I did not know I needed to be broken down to. Now, that's a word. And the reason why I can say that is because what did I attract? Let's dissect what I just said. What did I attract and why did I attract it? Well, first of all, when I met him, or let's just say got reacquainted with him, I didn't go to God. I went with my flesh. I didn't do any research, didn't do any dating, didn't allow him to court me. You know, I can joke with myself and curse myself out, if you will, and say that I was totally desperate. I'm going to just call it what it is. And desperate for love, like a lot of us. We want love. And sometimes that makes you do some things that's not the right thing to do. And so I attracted him. And so that was a huge part of my journey that I had to get healed from, because, like I said, I attracted that. But when I attracted it, I did not know what a narcissist was. So learning that in my home, in real time, each and every day, the emotional abuse, the gaslighting, it's so much trauma. And he did a great job at making me afraid. Even now to this day, I get triggered by loud, aggressive voices. You know, I get very triggered by someone that yells at me, especially a man, you know. You know, if I date someone now that yells, I'm like, woo, red flag, you know. So to answer that, yes, I've experienced that. I can speak to it from a standpoint of being with a narcissist, having a soul tie, and having to break that off and find myself and heal.
Okay, thank you. Ladies, I hope you're listening out there. You know, I've spoken about the narcissist on the radio before, so it's time for you to do your research. Tiana, can you talk a little bit about Keena McQueen? Well, I want to let you know, she is the person that is two people that caused me to be on the radio. That is my boss, Brother O, Brother Ngozi, and Keena McQueen. Keena McQueen was the one that opened the door for me to speak. What does Keena McQueen mean to you? I know she's also in your movie also. What does she mean to you?
Yes. Well, Keena was referred to me by a friend when I produce a women's conference called Women Doing It Big. I've been producing Women Doing It Big for over a decade, and that's where I bring women together all over the world to be honored in such an amazing way. And you don't have to be on Love and Hip Hop. You don't have to be a big influencer. You could be a nurse for 10 years, a social worker, you know, a home health aide. It doesn't matter. We honor women in all walks of life. And I needed a singer, and my singer canceled on me, and I was looking for a singer, and someone referred me to Keena. And when I first met her, I was just so amazed by her voice. She is multi-talented in music, and she sang with some of the best and the greatest all over the world. And we became friends more today like sisters, and she's played a very instrumental role in The Motivator, from development to production, writing, just being like my creative partner and helping bring this vision to life. So Sheena is just an amazing, amazing, amazing woman and friend, I like to say, because she's definitely talked me off of a few ledges, I'll say, and definitely been able to get someone in my life to boost my spirits, you know what I mean? So definitely have a great love for her and all that she's doing in her own right as an amazing artist.
Oh, thank you. I wanted to ask you, when it concerns females that are being abused today, I've been studying, and there's an increase in abuse cases among Black women. It's risen to 37%. Every time you go on YouTube, you find a woman, a young girl, that has been abused or murdered by their husband or loved ones. So I wanted to ask you, what do you think that women, should women go and take self-defense courses, start getting things that will protect them or learn more about protecting yourself? What do you think about that?
Well, I definitely think that women should do all they can to be protected, but I also think that we have to take ownership to certain aspects of ourselves in terms of who we associate ourselves with, the type of lifestyle that we live. Listen, I don't condone abuse on no level, but
mm-hmm.
I you know, there's a population of women out there who you know, we just have to do a better job at, like you said, taking proactive approaches
mm-hmm.
to things like this, because, and I'm watching what I say, because it's such a fine
mm-hmm.
line when it comes to this topic. It's a very important topic, especially now during this month, Sister Betsy. You know, it's very important, but I'll say that, yes, I think that's important. You know, my book, Soul Tide,
mm-hmm.
available everywhere at soultiebook.com. I recommend it because it talks about how to heal, how to prepare yourself, how to deal with people. You know what I mean? And I think that we have to do a better job at doing the research, doing our own due diligence,
mm-hmm.
and like you said, being proactive, taking classes, whatever it takes to protect yourself.
Yes. All right, Sister Tiana, we have a guest calling in. Would you hold on for that guest?
Yes, ma'am.
Peace and blessings. Peace and blessings. Who am I speaking with?
Good evening, Sister Bessie. It is Genesis Amaris Kemp. How are you this evening?
Oh, hi, Genesis, my sweet girl. How you doing?
I am doing well. I just wanted to call in and support you and Tiana tonight. I think this has been a powerful conversation so far, and you're actually engaging in some powerful topics, especially I like the last question, should women take self-defense classes and, you know, just protect themselves? I would definitely say yes, take self-defense classes, but also know who you are getting in a relationship with. Like,
mm-hmm.
what do you know about them on a mental, physical, emotional and spiritual level, because sometimes we get booed up with these people who meet the outward appearance and we're connected with them on the surface level, but we never take time to go deep diving with that individual. And then the moment that something happens, an incident, then we like to make excuses and passes for that individual because we have our blinders. We're like, oh, he'll never do this again, or he won't say this again or whatnot, and then you condition yourself to stay in a relationship when you know everything inside of you internally is telling you to run and walk away.
Yes. Well, thank you, Genesis. Do you have any questions for my guest, Ms. Johnson?
So I guess one question is, whenever you first got into the movie scene, like, what were some of the limitations that you faced and how did you overcome them?
Well, my track record is on not waiting for opportunities, I create them. So I was always someone that, although I did not have the resources, I did not have a big movie budget, I did not have anybody in Hollywood to help me do this, I made a decision that I was going to figure it out and put it out there. And so as an independent filmmaker, it was just one of those things that, like everything that I do in business, it's me saying, you know what, I'm going to learn along the way. I'm going to make it happen. I'm very big on execution, and everybody knows me. I know we're talking a lot about mental health and things like that today, but I'm an entrepreneur. And so, you know, I'm really big on, as I said, not waiting for opportunities but creating them. So hurdles were everything that any big producer or director would have, from budget issues to casting issues, location issues, editing issues. I mean, all kinds of issues, you know. But no matter what, you still push forward, you still make it happen. And I'm just proud to be able to have my film at a theater, to be able to showcase it to people, and to just put it out and to say, you know what, I did it, and I did it independently.
Oh, thank you, Sister Genesis. Thank you so much for your question. And how is the little one?
My pleasure. She is doing well. She's 13 months already, approaching 14.
All right. Well, thank you, my dear. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Tiana, we now have a track. We will be right back.
Ain't got no
brother. Oh, you kicking it tonight. I love it. I love it. I love it. My sister, you still there?
I am.
Yes, before I would like to talk about your book short, kind of quickly. It's called Motivate Her, Self-Discovery, Mindset, Self-Love, inspired by Tiana Von Johnson. Motivate Her, Volume 1, Therapy. Now, I want to say to the listeners, the women out there, that this book is like an exercise to better yourself, motivate yourself, and it's like a therapy book. So, Tiana, would you tell us more about it?
Absolutely. So once I completed the album, Motivate Her, I knew that I just did not want women to just listen to the music and then just kind of go off, although they can. One thing about me, I love tools, and that's how I've become successful. I have a lot of tools, development tools. And so because my passion is empowerment and speaking, I knew that I wanted a compliment to go with the album. So what you are speaking of, the Motivate Her Volume 1 Therapy Journal, is a supplemental tool that actually goes with the album. So as you're listening to the album, I have all the lyrics there. And again, this is not just lyrics. These are very important lyrics because I wrote them based on what I'm going through in my life. So the lyrics are very important. But then I also have developmental tools, growing in prayer, self-development, 30 days to self-discovery, 30 days to greater self-love. You know, so, you know, this album takes you on a journey through self-discovery, mindset, and self-love. And this is all the things that I did. And that's what I tell people. Like, I didn't just throw a book together and, like, figure it out. Let's just roll the dice and hope this works. This is the actual things that I've done to actually get to the place of my life. Like, my mother passed away today. I'm on the phone with you guys. I'm actually in Pittsburgh right now driving to a conference that I have to speak at in the morning. While I'm thinking about a funeral in my brain, and while I'm thinking about my sons who's grieving, and while I'm thinking about, you know, my own grief, and while I'm processing. So you don't just get to that place without going through some things, without understanding grief. I mean, I talk about the stages of grief, and well, I have a record called Beast. And in that record, I talk about grieving the loss of my ex. That was like a huge loss, you know. But you got to understand the stages of grief. Right now, I have a big ball in my stomach. It literally feels like I've just been punched in my stomach. And you know what I mean? And so that's just the stages, you know.
Well, my sister.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
You know, I love what you've done. And we now have another caller that would like to speak to you. Peace and blessings. Who's calling?
Hello, Sister Bessie. This is Tiana Speaks. How are you guys doing?
Hi, Tiana. How are you?
I'm happy to have you back. I'm happy. I talk about you a lot, a whole lot of people, how strong you are and everything. But first, I want to say something to your guests. Tiana, you are very strong. I'm sorry about the loss of your mother, and my heart goes out to you. You know, my heart goes out to you. I would have never known unless you said that. Like, we you cannot tell. So you are definitely strong. You can't even hear it, like, in your voice. Your power, power and your spirit has it's huge, because I wouldn't have known that. I wouldn't have known you lost your mother. So that speaks to the volumes of what you can do for everyone else, because if you could be strong for yourself, you could be strong for others. And I wish you the best success in everything that you do, everything that you do, because I don't know you, but I feel your spirit just through your voice and your talking. And I love it. That's why I can tell you, Tiana, like, you know.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much,
Tiana. Thank you so much for calling in.
I wanted to just say something really quick, too. I wanted to say, when you talked about somebody broke you to the bottom point, like, I have been there myself, and I didn't even know that I could get that low. But let me tell you, that was the best experience that I had. And you always, like, you know, you could, like, sometimes you could just, like, ask God why, you know, and you'll find out that if you tolerate things, people treat you how you let them treat you, you know, and you have to really, like, just be able to let them go. But what that did for me was it made me, it tore my self-esteem down to the very, very bottom. But my self-esteem, the way it is now, I wouldn't want to be anybody else in this whole entire world. Sometimes we have to realize people have it themselves, just not with you. So they want to interrogate you. They want, you know, they want to just tear you apart so you could feel, they could feel bad. You know what I mean? Like, with you. They need some company. So, you know, like, I appreciate you saying that, especially dealing with, I've dealt with a lot of narcissism, like, not even just in relationships, but just people in general. And once you realize, and anybody listening, I suggest that if you don't know what that is, you look it up, because the best thing I ever did for myself in 2013 was to research manipulation and narcissism, and that totally changed my life. You can spot it, even in people who you're friends with, who you feel love you to death. You will be like, wow, oh my God. You'll look around at your circle and be like, oh my God. Like, you just, it'll open you up. And you feel so much better and so free and stand up for yourself. So I appreciate this show. And I love you, Sister Bessie, you know. And Sienna, please, yeah. Like, just, you know, I wish you the most healing with every blink of your eye and every beat of your heart. I truly do. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Sienna Speaks. I will be on October 20th. And correct me, Brother O, if I'm wrong. October 20th, The Power of Thought. Please tune in at 9:30 p.m. And all of my radio family listening, I love all of y'all. I hope everybody has a good night.
Thank you so much, Tiana Speaks. Thank you so much. My condolences to you, Tiana. And I was thinking about that while you mentioned that. You have to be very strong to do what you did tonight. And I think the listeners out there, they're appreciated. And I want the listeners out there, once Tiana gives you her website, send a message of condolences for her mother. So, Tiana, can you give us the website where they can learn more about you and the ladies out there that probably can participate in your lectures or anything else you do? Can you give them the website?
Absolutely. Absolutely. One of the best ways to support me is coming out October 30th to my movie premiere in New York City at the Quad Cinema. The website is motivateherevent.com. That's motivateherevent.com. And everyone can just go to my Instagram and follow me at Tiana Von Johnson on all social media platforms, but definitely DM me on Instagram. I love to read messages and connect with everyone.
Thank you. We have another caller, Peace and Blessings. Who am I speaking to, and where are you from?
Hey, peace, and abundant divine blessings. Mother, Sister Bessie, how you doing?
Hi, Brother Hooney, how are you doing?
Man, you know what? Y'all, between you hearing your voice again and your special honor guest, y'all going to make me up and quit my job. I had to pull over. You know, I'm so inspired, first of all, to hear your tone of voice again,
wow.
Live and direct. You just don't know. But I give thanks to all in all for our prayers being answered to be able to hear your tone of voice again, because that's your signature. You get what I'm saying? And for
yes.
You to have your special honored guest on, let me say something right now. And I've been waiting to put this on record. I know a lot of other people might want to call, but I got to get this out on record, okay? I'm almost ashamed to say, as a melanated man, that we have yet to band ourselves together, put all stupidity and differences aside, and take any enemy, foreign or domestic, to war when it comes to our women and our children. We have yet to do that as a whole. As a whole. You get what I'm saying? And it hurts my heart that, you know, we got to call it the way that it is. The so-called black woman, the melanated woman, is the least protected woman on this planet. And it's a damn shame, being y'all are the original people, the original woman, original mother and life giver on this earth. There's no excuse for it. There's no excuse for it, okay? Anyway, I'm also a host of We Will Aware You. My show is coming up next Thursday. I'll be speaking about sexual energy. along with my special honored guest, Jeffrey Delight Knight Saunders. Definitely please call in and show your divine love and support for me, the Magic Man Haru. Okay? Love you, mother, sister.
Oh, thank you, Brother Hooney. Did you have a question for my guest?
I'm just inspired. I'm gonna get the website and support you, and I want to offer my condolences to your mother. I'm right now, with my father passing last year, we're coming up to almost a year that he made a transition. So my mom left in 2009, and then he left over a year ago. So trust me, I know personally what you're going through.
Wow.
Okay?
Thank you.
Keep your head up.
Thank you.
And keep doing what you're doing, because you have a great, great testimony that you're sharing with us and the rest of the listening and audience, okay? I definitely want to get a copy of your book, and I want to support any endeavor that you're involved in, okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Brother Hooney. Thank you so much. Tiana, I have another question to ask you. You have inspired many women around the world to strengthen themselves. How can more women create the courage that you've spoken about around the world?
Well, I definitely think it's mindset. You know, my first book I put out over a decade ago, it's called Million Dollar Mindset. And so I've always been a person to think about mindset, even from a young age, because it starts with that. You have mental toughness. You can get through a lot of things. And trust me, I'm not happy that we have to be tough all the time, because Lord knows I want to be a soft little cookie, especially in the relationship that I don't have. But that mental toughness and that mindset will get you through a lot. And I'm telling you, that's why I'm right where I'm at after getting that phone call at 6:33 a.m., about my mother. Mm-hmm. So trust me, I really just to conclude that, I would just say that a lot of it is just having that mental toughness and having the right mindset.
Yes. Thank you, my dear. We now have another track.
Well, first of all, before I do that, I want to go on and give my commissioner a chance to say something, and then I have something very special for Tiana.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, Brother O, Dr. O. Sister Bessie, hey, it's Dr. Chinchilla J, Commissioner WBNN. It is so, so good. Hi, it is so wonderful to hear you tonight. I am so pleased. I'm so happy and delighted that you are back in action again, you know, because we truly missed you, okay? We have missed you tremendously. Hearing your strong voice, your opinions, and everything else that you bring to WBNN. So I definitely had to call in tonight. I am actually at an event tonight with my bands and stuff, and so we're on break. But I've been listening from the beginning, and I came outside to talk because I definitely wanted to speak to you tonight and to your guests. Tiana, you know, wow, you're absolutely an amazing woman, and I appreciate you tonight being a guest on this show, The Front Porch with Sister Bessie the Truther, and you definitely have my sincerest, most heartfelt, deepest condolences on the passing of your mom. I lost my dad in 2017, November 19th. My mom is still here, so but I did lose a parent. But I know there is definitely a difference in losing a mother and losing a father, because both play different roles in the lives of your children. And with the mother being the nurturer and everything, the encourager, and, you know, all that your mom was to you, you know, I am just so sorry for your loss. But definitely take those moments and those memories that you have and just cherish those for the rest of your life. And, you know, she is definitely, as, you know, we always say, they're with us in spirit. And I truly believe that. I truly believe that my dad is still with me in spirit. And, you know, we have an angel. So your mom is definitely an angel now, looking over you. And I just, you know, pray that you will get that healing, that comfort, and the void, of course, can never be filled or replaced because no one can replace your mom. But I love you. Okay, I love you, Tiana. I don't know you, never met you, but I love you. And just continue to do what you are doing, and you are encouraging other women. Just continue to do that. And God bless you. And Sister Bessie, yes, Sister Bessie, I love you. And I just want to say one more thing, everybody. I've been talking about Operation Hug the Block, like, every week on News Forum. And I've had the opportunity the past two nights to go out and patrol the streets here in Philadelphia at Operation Hug the Block. And if anybody is listening tonight that lives in West Philadelphia, we will be at 60th and Market. Well, they're there now at 10 p.m. from 10 to 4. I'll be going there after this event is over. And we'll be out there patrolling 60th and Market. And I think it's like a four-block radius we'll be patrolling. And we have police escorts, and actually the sheriff's department, they come out and they participate. So it's about making Philadelphia safe again, everybody. So come on out and join us. And definitely tune into News Forum on Sunday night, 9:30 p.m. We're going to be talking about the senseless gun violence in Philadelphia. We have a wrong...
Hello?
I hope we didn't lose Dr. Chinchilla. We might have. That's okay. But, you know, of course.
Well,
yeah.
Thank you, Chinchilla, for your comments. Thank you so much.
Please tune in.
Thank you.
Please tune into News Forum on Sunday night. And it's very, very important because she anchors our wonderful network on a constant basis. Now, to Tiana. I started this network more than 10 years ago on the day that my mother passed. She passed on February 4th, 2003. And so it's been 20 years for my mom. And the inspiration, of course, has been the one and only Beverly Nation, this outstanding worldwide connection force that is to be reckoned with. And so tonight, to you and all the folks out there who have lost a loved one, definitely their mom, the key is Miss Layla Hathaway. And the key tonight, y'all, and it's funny that Dr. J kind of segues way into what I'm about to do. Hey, Layla, talk about your angel.
Dreams come true.
Let me tell you something before I let Sister come back on. That wonderful young lady you just heard, the grand Sagittarius, beautiful voice that you heard, was none other than Layla Hathaway. Let me explain something to you. She is the epitome of greatness. She is the daughter. Now listen to the voice. The daughter of the legendary, late Donnie Hathaway. And I know she misses her dad so, so much. Back to Sister Bessie.
Hi, Tiana. We're back. You're back with Sister Bessie the Truther. We have another caller, Peace and Blessings. Who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Sister Bessie. This is Mo Garman calling from Philadelphia. How are you?
Hi, Mo. How's my sweetheart doing?
I am doing well. Glad to hear your voice. You sound wonderful.
Well, I want to ask you, do you have any questions for my guests?
Yes, I do. First of all, I'm going to say I love everything that you and your guests are talking about tonight. And I understand that your guest, Mr. Johnson, made a comment about mental mindset. But, Ms. Johnson, do you believe in the power of counseling to help with that mental mindset?
Yes, I believe, honestly, the way I feel, especially right now, counseling, therapist, pastor, a sister, girl, a friend, BFF. I mean, I feel like we need people. The sad thing about needing people, people do disappoint because people are human. So I can understand why a lot of people feel sometimes they don't need that or it doesn't work for me. I'm big on mentors, advocates. I mean, anything that or anyone that can genuinely help you through your journey, through your storms, because they're going to come. But yes, counseling, mentors, advocates, I'm all for it.
Okay, great. And I also wanted to mention that we all have blind spots as women getting into relationships. And I just want to thank you for your courage and sharing your story.
Yes, it was definitely a challenge, you know. Especially it being someone that I knew for over a decade. So it wasn't like a stranger, but even knowing someone long, you don't really know people. Like even now dating is like, I know they feel interrogated sometimes. That's probably why I'm still single, but I have questions, you know, especially because of what I've been through. So, yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mancho. And also, can you let us know when your next show is?
Yes, my show Breaking the Silence will be going on November the 3rd right here on WBNN, and I'll be interviewing Dr. St. John, and we'll be discussing healing from childhood trauma.
Oh, very good. All right, thank you so much, Mancho. Thank you for your support. We now have another caller, Peace and Blessings. Who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from?
See the Truther. How are you doing tonight, Mama?
Hey, Brother Terrence, I'm doing okay. That's my adopted son. I always say you're my adopted son to everybody.
So I'm really enjoying this show with your honored guest. My condolences go out, my prayers go out to her and her family. I'm sorry about your loss. But this is absolutely a show of inspiration to not only to women, but to men also. What a powerful show. What a powerful testimony. And I just want to call in to support the show and to support your guest to keep doing what she's doing and the message that she's bringing out there. This is outstanding. It's a story of inspiration for sure. And it's good to hear you.
Well, good to hear
you back on the air, Sister Bessie.
Thank you, Brother Terrence. And thank you for supporting us, especially Tiana. And when is your show coming on, Brother Terrence?
My show is on the 24th of this month. Yep, on the 24th of this month.
Okay.
So we'll try to get
all right,
to
I want to thank you for your support.
Thank you.
Tiana? Okay. Tiana?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I want to thank you so much for coming on and telling your story. And I want to thank you for all that you have done, especially for me making the movie. Not only that, you also have a book to help women. And this book shouldn't only be for just women. Men need to look at this book also, or look at the video. It may open your eyes up to see another part of a woman that you never seen before. And I wanted to say that the violence that we are seeing in the black community on women should not be. I'm not going to play with you.
Absolutely.
Because the women out here have always stuck by their man through slavery and on up. You brothers and you sisters, what you're doing, you're killing each other. It should not be. Because the things that's coming to this earth, you're not going to be able to be prepared for. So what do you have to say about that, Tiana?
Man, I mean, you know, you're right. You know, I definitely think that the book is for both men and women. You know, at my last premiere, I had men in the audience crying because it's interesting because on my 6-hour trip down to Pittsburgh, I was talking to a gentleman and you know, I said to him, I said, you know, I really appreciate brothers who cry because I feel like men need it too just as much because men are taught, be strong, toughen up, stop being a little girl, you know, so they can't cry. I remember when my son was going through a breakup, he came into my room and he cried, and I said, it's okay, you can cry. I've never ridiculed my son for crying and being vulnerable. It does not make you less of a man. But just that theory, on a bigger conversation about the violence and things like that, you know, our men are going through a lot, and it's no excuse, but they are going through a lot. They are broken. They need healing. They need therapy too. You know, me as a producer of Women's Conference, they all pack with women. And don't get me wrong, you know, we definitely, I mean, my conference is called Women Doing It Big, so I can understand that. But I also have a segment called Men Doing It Big, too, because I had to shift, too, because we were attracting so many women. And every time I get with the women, I said, where the brothers at? Where your husbands? Why don't they come and get empowered, too? So to kind of wrap up on your question, yes, I am definitely agree with you on your statement.
I just want to thank you so much, and I had to bring that point out because when you said about the narcissist, you also have narcissist women.
The narcissist women are probably worse than the men.
Yes, yes. from what I studied, they almost are. So, my sister, I know you're going through a lot. And like I said, I want to thank you, and I send my condolences to you. You know, I am so proud to just know you and to know what you have done, because a lot of times in my predicament, I tried to do some things, but people fought me. But it made me, when I went to see the video and to listen to you and to listen to your story, it encouraged me to be who I am. And I want to say to the ladies out there,
please see the video. Oh, I forgot. Sister Tiana, is there a song coming out this month?
Yes, I have my single called Find Your Peace coming out on October 30th, the same day we're going to do our release in the theater. And it'll be on all streaming platforms. It's called Find Your Peace. And the song features Keena McQueen, who we talked about earlier. Special shout out to Mac Major, Kyle McKenzie. They were part of it. But it's pretty much a song of me talking about what I went through in terms of my situation and how I healed from it. And so it's inspirational, and it's all about finding your peace through the storm.
Oh, thank you. I can't wait to see it. I just can't wait to see it and hear it. You know, so this is the end of my show, and I love you dearly, my sister.
Thank you.
And
thank you so much.
Yes, and I know you need to get some rest. So, Brother
yes.
O.
Well, first of
Brother
all,
o,
before she goes,
yes.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm always here. Now, listen, before you go, Tiana, of course, you know, I want you to have final thoughts, too, and then I'll go into Ngozi time. Mm-hmm. And after your final thoughts, I'll do my thing. So, of course, Sister Bestie, what show will not be a show, The Blues? Now, you know I thought about you all these months, right? And I had this track ready for you in March. It is now October. So, Tiana, now I get a chance to, you know, do some things with Sister Bestie. Because, you know, she's similar to how I feel about the blues. And, Tiana, you ready for me to give a tribute to our sister, the truther?
Yes.
All the brothers coming up from the South trying to get a job. Hey, Albert King, tell them.
Girl, I can't take you. Hey, I'm going to Detroit, Michigan. Girl, you got to stay here behind. Gonna get me a job on the Cadillac assembly line. I'm tired of hooping and hollering up and down the Mississippi road. Hey, I'm tired of hooping and hollering, picking that fancy cotton. Gonna catch me a bus up north. I won't have to keep saying yes to ball. Up tight. When I make my first check, I'll put you on the belt of death. Hey, hey, I'm gonna sing for you, darling. Won't you come on?
Shows with the blues, and the next month is going to be a tribute to that on the front porch. Now, of course, we've got a wonderful, wonderful person here. We talked to the Linear New Host of the Year of 2023. Now it's time to talk to the Linear New Host of the Year for 2022, and then we get, you know, your final thoughts, Tiana, and then I get Ngozi time. Caller, you're live right now on the front porch. Legendary.
Yo, this is Clever One, one half of the Bulls Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where old people still got news clippings of Nicky Scarfo on the side of their closet. You know what I'm saying? What's good? How you doing?
Hi, Brother Cliff. I'm glad you tuned in. Thank you for your support.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have something you want to say to Tiana?
Oh, yeah. Well, I just was tuning in, and what I want to say is I want to give everyone a shout out and good evening and glad tidings to everyone, you know what I'm saying? And I just want everybody to know that Clev One is out here, you know what I'm saying, hang gliding, you know, taking breaks in the sniper tower, you know what I'm saying, swooping down on the enemies who don't fear their Lord, you know what I'm saying? You know, because you do have the armies of those who are placed on this earth as lamps and protections for certain type of people, you know what I'm saying? So the whole thing is I just wanted to get that shout out first, you know what I mean, to all the young ladies, all the old ladies, all the cougars, and all some fresh pots and hot tamales and all the rest of them, you know what I mean? You know, we gotta keep them protected. You know what I'm saying? We gotta keep them. We gotta keep them groomed. We gotta keep them safe, because if we're keeping them safe, then the less room for them to get on their own nerves, so that they can, you know what I'm saying, be cool with the children, we cultivate the children and make the children upright safely. You know what I'm saying? Where everything got balanced. You know what I'm saying? But I just wanted to stab in with that, you know what I'm saying, let you know that I always wanted to support these things. I'm glad to hear Sister Bessie on satellite right now, you know what I mean, because we need somebody to check these hoodwinkers, you know what I'm saying? You know, that's what I got to say out here, you know what I mean? It's Clef One out here giving glad tidings. I will be on the 1st, a.k.a. Halloween the 13th, you know what I'm saying? And we'll be spitting darts, you know what I'm saying? Might like some Kingsford up, but that's what I wanted to do. Shout out to everyone, you know what I'm saying? And I love you all, you know what I'm saying? I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where 65-year-old Eagles fans got hot sausages with cheesesteak meat on top of them for sale down there on Broad and Patterson. Check your satellites.
Thank you, Cliff. He's so funny.
Love it. Thank you.
All right, brother O.
Well, first of all, I want to give salutations to Tiana tonight. You know, I have my own wonderful Tiana. You know, Tiana Speaks, who's a bilingual host, you know, a dual host in this network. I give a shout out to her and what she went through in her last show. And that should never happen. And anybody knows what I said at that time. But to this Tiana, Master Tiana, any final thoughts while going to my go-to time?
I like to think before I speak. Sorry. I guess I can really speak to my situation in this in real time, in this moment. Last night when I saw my mother, I remember just letting her know that I loved her and I forgive her. I hope she forgives me. I hold no grudges. What you guys don't know is that my mother and I have been estranged for some years, and it's been something that's been challenging for me for many, many years, and to the point where I healed from it, I moved on from it, and you know, my mother dealt with a lot of mental challenges and depression, and so this show tonight is very important because we touched on almost everything in this regard, and the full circle moment for me, which I'm sure will be a full circle for someone else, is that. And without even getting too deep, I just, forgiveness is something, you know? And it seems like she was holding on until my conversation last night and me just letting her know I forgive you, because just hours later, her heart stopped beating. And I think that she was good with that, and I'm good with that. And so that's why, you know, my breakdown might come tonight, it might come tomorrow. I go in and out, but I'll just say that forgiveness is something else. If there's someone that you need to forgive while they are alive and well, you know, my mother was on a tube when I had this conversation with her. I would have much rather have it when she was not ventilated and things like that. So if you have an opportunity to talk to a loved one or if you have anything, broken relationships that need healing, sorry goes a long way. You know, forgiveness goes a long way. And it could change so much. So my message is to just anyone out there that needs to make that phone call or forgive someone. And now's the time, you know. And I don't want to say the old cliche, life is short. I like to say life is long. I'm going to keep saying that because I don't want to say, you say words have power. We keep running around saying life is short. You know, so I'll just say life is long. And but you do have to, regardless of that, you have to forgive, heal, and love. And that's my final thought.
One shot to your heart without breaking your skin. No one has the power to hurt you like your kin. Kept it inside, didn't tell no one else, didn't even wanna admit it to yourself. And now your chest burns and your back aches from 15 years of holding the pain. And now you only have yourself to blame if you continue to live this way. Future ahead of me, that's what they say. I'd be starving if I ate all the lies they fed. Cause I've been redeemed from your anguish and pain. A miracle child, I'm floating on a cloud. Cause the words that come from your mouth, you're the first to hear. Speak words of beauty. What matters most is what you.
Great India Irie. I love me some India Irie. And nothing you can say to me can say anything different than, you know, what happens with great Neo Soul. And this young lady retired in her prime, just like a Barry Sanders or Jim Brown, you know, went home to her family and said, no, I'm tired of the industry. And her voice is still beautiful to this day. The outstanding young lady. The Libran, you know, happy birthday to India Irie. And, of course, you know, we're coming back on with the Front Porch. And so importantly, everybody loves Sister Bessie, and she's the second person in a row to hit 50 all-time connection records. Last night it was Christine Powell Jesus, and tonight, the legendary Sister Bessie the Truther. Congratulations on her 50th WBNN all-time connection record with the Darlene Lawrence Championship, honoring our late, great Hall of Famer. And we're so glad to have Sister Bessie back live and direct right here on the one and only Bevy Nation. This woman is a legend. She is the 2021 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcaster nominee. And I always say that she should have won that year, but, you know, I ain't go there. I'm not going to do it. You know, I'm going to do it tonight. You know, everybody knows how I feel about Sister Bessie. Tomorrow, we're off. And we're back on Sunday with, of course, Dr. Chinchilla J and News Forum right here on the one and only Beverly Nation, 9:30 Eastern Daylight Time. And, of course, WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia, Pinterest, Google, Instagram, and X. All done in the layer Ngozi. At say any comments, suggestions for a wonderful program tonight, oladelay.ngozi@myandgmail.com. I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Dr. Oladele Malaywa Ngozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks that are in on Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. And now back to in class of 2018 at, of course, WBNN. And again, in Excelsior, the 2021 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee, and also the 2019 overall host of the year WBNN with the Anna Waddell Award for Excellence, Sister Bessie the Truth.
Peace and blessings, everyone. I want to thank my guest, for coming and giving me your perspective and your perspective on life concerning women. And I just want to thank everybody that called in, and I thank you for listening to me. I will be back to my old self very soon. And I just want to say, they have a restaurant called Chicken and the Cone. It's at 3216 North Broad Street in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. If you're in Philadelphia, try the Chicken and the Cone. Peace and blessings.
If you wanted to have a baby, hold fast and believe. You can make it happen, baby. You can be where you please. All you gotta do is try, then try once again, then try a few more times, then try after then. When I was a little girl, raised on no Philly streets, I'd hear my people say, ghetto is all that be. But my mommy will hold me quietly and give me peace. She looked me in my eyes and she said to me, if you wanted to have a baby, hold fast and believe. You can make it happen, baby. You can be where you please. All you gotta do is try, then try once again, then try a few more times, then try after then. As a teenager, I dreamed to see the world, but how could I do this? Me, a poor black girl. And just when my will was lost and all hope seemed set free, I remembered my mom's face and her telling me, if you wanted to have a baby, hold fast and believe. You can make it happen, baby. You can be where you please. All you gotta do is try, then try once again, then try a few more.